Egypt has raised its security alert to the highest level following the deadliest attack in the country's recent history. On Friday, more than 300 people, including 27 children, were killed when militants stormed a mosque in the northern part of the Sinai Peninsula. Islamist militants have been attacking security forces and Christian churches in Egypt for years, but this is the first time that Muslim worshippers have been directly attacked. The mosque was frequented by Sufis, members of a mystic movement within Islam that extremists consider as heretics because of their less literal interpretations of the faith. No groups claimed responsibility so far, but the attackers were reportedly holding Islamic State flags. Mohamed Sabri is an Egyptian journalist with expertise on security in the Sinai Peninsula. His latest book is called Sinai, Egypt's Linchpin, Gaza's Lifeline, Israel's Nightmare. He joins us from Istanbul. Mohamed Sabri, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
The death toll stands at 305. This makes it an unprecedented attack in Egypt's history, an attack on people gathered for prayers. Why this mosque, Mohamed, and why now?
Well, ISIS has been threatening the Sufi movement in the Sinai tribal community for years now, and they have assassinated several of their top clerics and figures over the past 3 years. It is actually, despite how deadly the attack is and despite how horrendous the scene was, it was not surprising for anyone who's following the security situation in Sinai. This mosque was targeted specifically because of the Sufi order it follows, which is a major rival, ideological rival of ISIS and its radical ideology. The Sufi movement in general has built and maintained a defense line against the radical ideology and has succeeded over the years in magneting hundreds of youth away from joining ISIS's ranks. And to a terrorist organization, this is a much more dangerous rival than a military campaign, especially in the case of Egypt, where the military campaign in Sinai has been failing to control the situation for over 5 years now.
Yep. Let's talk about that. The response to this attack, the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, launched airstrikes around the area of North Sinai, where the militants are believed to be hiding out. They say they had successful strikes on the vehicles used. Do we know much about these militants? Are they Islamic State? These reports that they were carrying Islamic State flags, but ISIS hasn't claimed this yet.
Well, ISIS does not necessarily claim every single attack it carries out. And there are some attacks in the past that have been extremely controversial, even within the radical and deadly ideology, that forced the group to not take responsibility or declare responsibility for the attack. As for the Egyptian state, I mean, the statement made by President Sisi is, again, nothing new. It's a repetition of a number of lines and threats that have yielded nothing over the past years. Mm. And the reaction actually casts more doubt on the efficiency of the military and the intelligence operation in Sinai. If you know the positions and the so-called bunkers of the terrorists, and you always hunt them down after the operation, then this raises the question of why not before the terrorist attacks takes place. Those questions have been raised hundreds of times, literally over the past years. But unfortunately, the Egyptian president and the regime and the military do not answer those questions, and they do not really care about the doubts cast over their operations for years.
But they do care. He does care, doesn't he, about the rise of the militants. I mean, this has been a campaign of his since he's been president. As you say, he speaks the language of, big onslaught attacks. He's promised a robust response. We saw the airstrikes directly afterwards. And the criticism is that they're not looking at modern methods of fighting insurgencies like this. They're not looking at human intelligence. They're all about big weapons and a big show of force. So that's a political response as much as anything. But are the people noticing, in a sense? Are they critical too of the fact that the Egyptian government doesn't seem to have been adjusted and being able to successfully fight these groups like ISIS?
Of course, the entire Egyptian population is noticing and is actually reeling. I mean, Sinai is a very serious situation, an exceptional example. But the entirety of the Egyptian state is feeling that the military and the current regime are failing in approaching and tackling and resolving the security crisis. And I'm glad that you described it as a political rhetoric rather than an actual approach, because this regime has put itself in a position where many people view it as capitalizing on terrorist attacks and the wave of terrorism. Mm. If we look at the oppression, the stifling of freedoms, the laws that have been passed to crush the civil society and the non-governmental organizations, those have all been justified using the usual government rhetoric that we are involved in a war on terror. And this again puts a major question mark on every step taken by the regime. And at the same time, the fact that this regime does not provide solutions and does not provide efficient results.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 24 past six. Our guest is Mohamed Sabri, an Egyptian journalist with expertise on security in the Sinai Peninsula. Can we just talk finally about the Sinai itself? It was just 2 years ago that a Russian passenger jet was downed by ISIS militants over the Sinai. The Sinai remains it seems to be a fermenting ground for this militancy, but often the Egyptian forces are criticized for attacking the civilian population, not the militants. What is the situation? What makes the Sinai a different situation than the rest of Egypt in terms of security and the rise of these groups?
It's basically a bunch of reasons that extend over the past few decades, but mainly the fact that it's a rugged peninsula. It's mostly desert and mountainous terrain. It's surrounded from one side by the Gaza Strip and the Israeli border, and the other side is the water strait of the Suez Canal. The fact that over the years, Egypt viewed the Sinai as a war zone, and it was an active war zone for 14 years on and off between Egypt and Israel. But after the war, Egypt continued to view it as a place not worthy of economic development, not worthy of investing national resources or national wealth into developing the area. This has inflicted majorly and had serious impacts on the arms trafficking, on the drug trafficking, on the poverty of the population. And normally all of those elements come with also weakened policing and weakened governance, local governance, which made it over the decades a fertile ground for radical ideology to spread, and most recently the rise of terrorist organizations that have marked themselves as unprecedented in the modern history of the country.
Mohamed Sabri, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mohamed Sabri is an Egyptian journalist. His area of expertise is security in the Sinai Peninsula. His latest book is called Sinai, Egypt's Linchpin, Gaza's Lifeline, Israel's Nightmare.